Well, here we are. We've got coffee, we've got beer, we've got wine. We're pretty much about as comfy in the bus as we can possibly be, I would say.
We've got cider.
We've got cider. We've got, we're just all set to go. So I guess the first thing we should do is ask you to introduce yourself. So why don't you pass the mic, and who wants to take credit for who the hell the band is?
I'm Eamon, I play keyboards. I can't take credit for the band.
He's not going to say, but he's going to say keyboard. So nobody, let's see if anybody actually names what the band is. You could just say.
I'm Martin.
My name's Jan. I sing.
Nobody's mentioned the name of the band yet. This could be the mystery interview where we don't say the name of the band till the end of the interview.
The band's called British Sea Power.
And your name is?
Hamilton, by name.
Yes. So the true forming of the band was in Brighton, correct? I mean, started there when a couple of you were mates in school, but Brighton is where it all came together. So who wants to kind of do the quick history of the band?
Well, Jan and Hamilton are brothers, so they obviously been playing a long time together. And we moved to Brighton. we just started a club night up when we first moved there, and just kind of kicked off.
Okay, for those who haven't seen you, now I noticed I didn't see a lot of it tonight, but a lot of America hasn't seen you yet. And the whole Branches Birds and the rest of the trade show, and did that not indeed, I mean, the music was fabulous, but didn't that also help get you signed to Rough Trade and get them to notice? Because it was the stage show in addition to the music, because a lot of bands these days play great music, but they've totally forgotten about the whole idea that you're there to entertain and have some fun along the way and not just stand there like sticks.
Yeah, they did like that. They liked the way we presented ourselves, but they also liked it that we designed our own record sleeves, were capable of making our own CD and running our own club night and dressing ourselves on our own. Some of the Brighton bands can't hardly even tie their laces.
We're just smarter than the average human.
Are you?
One of the things that I thought was really cool, and as someone who came from New York originally and used to go to clubs where they would take the entire club and turn it into an environment. You know, back in the late 70s, the 80s, they would literally take a club and change it every couple of weeks, and it became a complete environment. And one of the things that, you know, being serious for a second, that I admire about what you've done and what you're doing is that you spend a lot of time, and you know, given the choice, about the environment that you play in, and you've created environments just to make sure that the music became an experience.
We did it partially just for fun to keep ourselves interested and provide a bit of entertainment rather than the bingo hall or something.
Bingo's great. What's wrong with bingo?
We just got to compete.
Pubs and the clubs is in Berlin. Like last time, they have all, like, that's like you were saying, they do something different in every place. Last one we went to was called Dr. Pong's. They have a ping pong table, and about 30 people revolve around it in a giant game of table tennis knockout.
Oh no!
Yeah, and
ping pong balls can be dangerous to your health.
There's another one where you can swim in a swimming pool. They have speakers under the water, obviously sealed somehow. And you can smoke weed there. There's lots of them, but yeah.
Over the time that you were doing, when you were more bushy and tree-y and doing a lot more of that, what was the oddest audience reaction that you had to all of that? Were there people that came in and had no idea, hadn't read the NME or hadn't read all the appropriate, you know, all the appropriate blog nonsense, and were there people that just did some strange things? I always love hearing audience weirdness.
So when they rush on the stage at the end and just steal bits of twig, bits of our twigs, it's like, well,
they ask you to sign them.
No, they do. Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, do you take out a carving knife and carve like a little heart in there and say "I heart" and whatever the name is?
That's a good idea. We should take a bit more care. It's usually just a bit of biro on a leaf.
Yeah, what do you think? I think this could be a big thing. You bring you know, twigs with you, and you could, instead of selling T-shirts, although you have some lovely T-shirts, but you know.
We sold a twig for £10 actually on our shop once. It was signed by us all.
You've done a lot of musical things, and I mean the interesting thing about the way publicity can go with all the things you did, and I kind of saw the look on your face when I brought up the whole tree thing and all the things that you did, you know, and that's obviously not the reason you got signed. You got signed because you were a serious, you know, musical band, and then the music is good.
All one and the same, really.
Yeah, no, it is. But you've even, you did a soundtrack to a film, which is not your average rock and roll band pursuit. It's actually the pursuit that classic bands used to do. You know, Lou Reed used to do film soundtracks, or Brian Eno.
Yeah, I first saw the film Baraka. Baraka, yeah, it was at Glastonbury, and it was my first time I'd ever taken LSD, and I was like sat next to this drunken Scottish guy, and he was just laughing at me, and I was like, what film's this? And he said it was called Baraka, the Wet Monkey, because there was a monkey at this right at the start. I watched the whole film and the monkey never came back. So I was like, where's Baraka gone? But yeah, it's a beautiful film. It's like shot, there's a lot of time lapse stuff and like sped up things in cities, and it's just a good.
People cried, didn't they?
Yeah.
People cried?
Yeah, hopefully not because they were regretting coming, but because they were moved.
One would hope. Okay, on to the music. One of the things that is the advantage of this whole, I call it the new British invasion, and I divide it up into different levels of reality, because there are the new British invasion bands that have the one hit and then they kind of work an album around it. And in your case, that really wasn't the way it worked, because the decline, the
we haven't had a hit for a start, have we?
Yeah. You know? Rubbish singles. Our singles
That's
are rubbish.
That's not true.
That's not. Wait. Something went. No, I just read something went top 20. That's not true.
Yeah, we haven't had a single in America, have we?
The first album took a while to be released here, and that's my big problem with what happens here, is that they'll send me the import. I'll play it. My audience says, I want it. I want it. I want it. Can I have it? Can I have it? And they say, where can I get it? And I say, go to a UK site, you know, go to Virgin or whatever, and, you know, or pay the $25 or $30 or whatever insane money.
You can just go on the internet and download it for free, can't you?
Can you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, actually, somebody was telling me about, really, you're kidding? They have that these days? Wow. Okay.
Computer.
But the new album, so let's go, you know, I've played Decline and my audience is aware of it, and I've actually been all over the new album, you know, pretty heavily. But the new album feels, I don't want to say different, and I don't want to say progression or any of that nonsense that everybody tries to do in interviews, but it does feel more melodic to me. We got Please Stand Up, you were asking about singles. Please Stand Up is the first single here, and yet the first single in England is Ended It on an Oily Stage. So do you think there's a reason that they've released one here and released one there? Do they think that America's going to like Please Stand Up better than Oily Stage for some reason?
Well,
what do you think?
Apparently, it's all about the video over here.
Right.
We didn't have a video for the other one.
We did,
but it wasn't the sort of thing they'd play. So, it was...
He had a naked person on a horse.
A lot of it's from this old guy, photographer called Muybridge, and he was one of the first people to do like stop motion,
right,
and photography of horses moving.
Kind of a kinescope kind of feel.
Anatomical research. Yeah. We're a bit like animals.
It's mostly an excuse to film naked people, as far as I could tell, walking like monkeys.
One of your on-stage helmets was recently auctioned off for over £200 for a good cause. Let's talk about that. Your helmet, that's right, £200 for your helmet. Wow! I'm in the wrong business. I'm going to get a helmet and join a band and auction it for £200.
It protected me a lot, really, from flying stuff.
From flying stuff.
People used to bang it.
You mean your other band members?
Yeah, and people used to. If I go into the audience, people used to slap my head.
Your helmet.
Yeah.
That was a show of affection, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
See, you need a T-shirt. You've got the wrong T-shirt. You need a T-shirt that says "Slap the Helmet." The last thing we like to do is we want to make a musical sandwich. And here's how it works. This has become a trademark, and we've done this. And we will literally send you a copy of this, because this really becomes fun. We pick two of your songs as the bread, and then you each get to pick a couple of fillings. And no matter what you ask me to play, so other bands, other stuff that you want with yours. No matter what you ask me to play, I will find it and I will play it and I will send it to you. So who wants to take the bread? Who wants to you pick the bread of two of your songs that are representative of the holding together of the British Sea Power sandwich?
True Adventures.
Favours in the Beetroot Fields.
Okay, and what's the other one?
True Adventures.
Okay, so now we're going to let you guys have the mic and pick a couple of tunes that are going to go in between.
Girl by the Dell Vikings.
Oh, come go with me?
Come go with me.
Hey,
I'm
going with
you. Wicked. Come
go with me. That original 45.
That's
the come and go with me. Of course.
Yeah. Come go with me.
I have the original single of that. That's probably would sell for more than your helmet.
If it went to charity.
Okay. Yes, it would. Okay, come go with me by the Dell Vikings.
Buddy Holly, that'll be the day that I die.
There you go.
New York City by Lead Belly.
Lovely.
Oh, I know one.
My Boyfriend's Back by The Angels.
This is the oldies, oldies section.
Yeah. Shades by Iggy Pop.
There you go.
MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This.
That ought to go really well.
Never Understand, Jesus and Mary Chain. Little Eyes by Yo La Tengo.
Oh, you gotta stop doing it. Dolly Parton, Love Is Like a Butterfly.
Cripple Creek Ferry by Neil Young.
Wow.
Mr. Mental by the 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster.
You see, once this starts, it gets insane.